The press agent at Columbia Pictures, where Rita Hayworth was under contract, lobbied Life to run pictures of the glamorous 23-year-old dancer actress. Photographer Bob Landry showed up with his camera. Where and part of the what is a bit murky. The Hollywood Dream Factory was not exactly a fact factory, and none of the principals is alive. One story has it that the photo was taken in Hayworth's own bedroom, another that she knelt on a bed on the movie set. The sexy lace nightie was made by the press agent's mother or came from the Columbia prop department. Someone may or may not have said, "Rita, take a deep breath," making the image even more provocative. The details are fuzzy, but the image made that day became a cultural icon. In this age of nudity on so many magazine pages, it's hard to believe that Rita in her nightie was seen as naughty. But Life photo editor John Morris says she was, at least for the cover.
I think the editors of Life would have considered it too risque for the cover. It was okay inside.
Was it the talk of the office? I mean, did people know at that point what a phenomenon this photograph is going to be?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, it had run in the magazine, and we were working on the next issue.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air. President Roosevelt has just announced.
4 months after Rita Hayworth's photo was published, America went to war, and soldiers took the silk and lace picture along to remind them of home.
Oh, sure. Remember Rita Hayworth? She was a redhead and a beautiful-looking woman.
Just a beautiful girl. We didn't see any for months sometimes. And this is just bringing beautiful girls into our life.
Veterans of World War II still get gleamy when they remember Rita.